National Health and Medical Research Council says that adults should have how many drinks per day? Gas?
This is probably according to some misguided scientists, so I'm going to say they said two drinks is good.
Tiff?
I think at least three or four.
You know how I hear that? I hear that like this. So 1.4 is clearly an average, right? So I can have 10 or 12 on one day, and then I have only one on the other day. Or
oh, yeah.
And it averages out.
First of all, 1.4 times 7 is 9.8 for a week.
Oh, my damn.
So 18 is already, you're 2 weeks worth into it almost there.
All right, no, I'm inclined to go with Monica's first feeling. Eight.
Boys?
The British used to have a time-honored tradition of issuing an ounce of rum to every sailor per day. 1 ounce of rum per day.
I was introduced to a term today that I instantly thought of when you said that. You're a fun sponge.
If you guys want to kill fun, I know a lot of things.
Right. What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Live from Hooters in beautiful Tampa, Florida, it's the Spike and the Mike Show. And now here is your host, Spike.
Oh, I have to unmute Spike. That was the only thing I didn't think of.
This is amazing. Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of Spike on the Mic Show. That's awesome.
Didn't that work great?
Yeah, we are here at our remote location. Here, this is your award-deserving EBT broadcasting. That's entertaining but terrible show called The Spike on the Mic Show. We are here, the award-deserving. We are hurting in remote locations. You can find us at spikeonthemic.com or at radiosaintpete.com if you want to participate. But that's kind of redundant because if I say you can find us, that means you've already found us. But maybe this is for the people who are listening later or people who come on later. I want to apologize because last week's show, I forgot to check the chat lines and see there were people out there chatting with us. And I was so enthralled it with this thing here that I kept watching this and I didn't check the chat lines. But we will do better, ladies and gentlemen, because listen, as you grow, you get stronger. The stronger the tree, the more it can sway in the wind. deep thoughts. Deep thoughts. Wake up over there, everybody. Wake up here, everybody. This is Spike and the Mic. Listen, I am not here by myself. I couldn't do this by myself, and it's amazing that I can't be by myself. So without further ado, let me introduce the crew. In the next voice you're going to hear, because he's in my peripheral vision everywhere, he is at the hockey game, even though it's closed down. Like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like I'm pretending I'm at a hockey game.
We talked about that during the pregame show, and you are actually on ice.
Yeah, I'm actually on the ice.
Oh man.
Doesn't it sound like I'm at a hockey game?
You sure do. So they playing a hockey game for a fan of one, huh?
Yeah.
Watch out for the puck.
That's how they're doing it now.
Oh, wait. My mic isn't open yet.
Yeah. And that sound you hear wasn't supposed to be sounded it. But if you heard some sound in the background, this is the guy who's really helping all this, making all this happen. We like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm stuck in this house. Oh, man.
Dr. Captain Clark, you okay? Like you fail.
Ooh.
No.
Oh, okay. You shaking a little bit. Now, I have to ask this question here, PW.
Yes.
Because you have the control boards and you can see what's happening.
It must be my stomach.
Is there a chance that the reason we're here is here?
No. There is no reason we're here is here.
Well, we should all just go home then because.
Yeah, I know. There's no reason.
Yeah. This show is because the voice of reason is. Wait a minute. Hold on. No, Monica, that wasn't. I was just joking. No. These are called jokes.
No, Monica's fine.
hey, Smarts, where you going? Wait a minute. Listen, you guys seem to understand. Speaking of smuts, let's go ahead and talk to the man who knows it all. And he still is quarantined. And now he has on the black glove, like Michael Jackson. And did you have a haircut? Welcome, Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
Just the vinyl glove. Sticking like a Trump to the media's ass.
white, as you say.
Oh,
as
man.
I was walking by, I heard him fussing and cussing.
Yeah.
That man.
Hey, so having a good one today.
It's going to be a good one. Maybe I can see the replay or it'll be all over the fake news. Hey, so what's that on your head?
Just a bandana.
Yeah.
You trying to keep germs from getting in your
flock? In your hair, yeah.
Schmatz has an appearance to keep.
Okay, I don't understand that.
He's doing the fries now at McDonald's, so he's got to keep his hair.
And I dig the S on the face protector.
That's for Schmatz.
Yeah, no, that can't be true. And so let's go ahead and make the show beautiful, Melissa.
All right.
Beautiful. Let's go straight to the woman in the top right. She's hanging out with the Lion King guy. We like to call her lovely, talented Tiffany. Tiffany, how are you sticking?
I am sticking like this nail polish hardly is on my freaking fingernails.
Damn, one of those has no nail polish.
Oh. That's another one, yeah.
That's
one, huh?
A coincidence.
It's ridiculous. This shit's supposed to last forever. Oh my god. Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, well, why are you chewing it off?
I'm not chewing it off.
It just fell off.
Oh, it just fell off. Okay, well, let's go ahead and add some more XX chromosomes to the factor.
This girl, you know,
we'd love to get her on the show. She's always been around, but even with the coronavirus, we can't keep her away. This is the smart, the talented, the untall Monica's. Monica's, how you sticking?
I'm sticking to tequila. I'm about over the White Claw, so.
Nice.
That is your bread and butter, was the claws.
I ain't giving it up completely, but I'm sticking to tequila for now.
You know, I was.
Also, you guys, look, hold on. You guys have to look at this. I don't care. Look.
Oh, look at it. She showed us her pussy.
That's her pussy.
Oh, that's so nice. Right.
He just came up and snuggled. He never snuggles. Okay, that's it.
You know why? It heard the smoothing, soothing voice of Spike on the mic.
Sure.
Yeah, really.
You know, I don't care why. Happy.
I was watching something today that said because of all the health issues, like alcohol, people right now are having problems because there's 1 in 8 people have an issue with alcohol. This show skews the curve, 3 in 6.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
This show did what to the curse?
Skewed.
We skewed it.
We do that. That's
we're
what
skewers.
Serious. All right, so now let me ask you this question here, Tiffany's.
What?
Explain the Jeep wave. I asked you about this earlier. Is there such thing called the Jeep wave?
Yeah.
And what even is that?
Great explanation.
Stupid.
It's the hand off the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Smarts. You know what I think about the Jeep wave?
With a glove on, everything. Yeah.
That's right. I got a Jeep.
Okay, so hold on a second. The question was, explain the Jeep wave. Somebody went, yeah. Wait. Somebody went, yeah, and somebody went, I got a glove.
I was joking.
And I went, what is the Jeep wave?
It's basically, though,
holy shit, I don't have a Jeep, but I'm telling you now, if someone sees another person with a Jeep, and they, like, do the nod and, like, the finger point, like, it's just the... It's lame. Like, okay, the rest of us don't see other cars just like ours, and we don't wave. Why do Jeep people do it? Like,
well, Jeeps are so much more distinctive. You can see those coming from a while. What do you have? Like a little...
Yeah.
Tylenol?
It's even more distinctive. Cars. How many Yaris's do you see? When you see...
Wait a minute. What is it?
Yaris.
Looks like other cars.
What is that called, Monica?
Mine's a Toyota Yaris, and there aren't a lot of them, so mine are special.
Yes.
What'd you call it? A Yaris?
A Yaris, yeah.
I call this. What Toyota called it.
Yeah, it is a Yaris. She's not making that up. That's
a
real car.
A Yaris?
There are fewer Yaris. What's the plural of Yaris? Yari? There are fewer Yari than there are Jeeps.
So you got two solutions. Either start your own wave, or... Yeah. The next time you're driving down there and you wave at a Chevy Spark by accident, you go, oh, damn.
If I start mine and wave, it's going to be a flash.
Oh, man.
Or moon. Moon.
Ooh, Yari Mooney. Yeah, Moon Yari. You got to come up with a quick term for it. No, anyway.
I'm going to say it.
but yeah, whenever like Jeeps are driving, you can see Jeep from like a mile away, longer than a mile away. And they just wave. You like just.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I know somebody who has a Jeep and who refuses to wave. What is that? Is that person shunned from the Jeep family?
No. Honestly, there's sometimes I'm like, I don't really pay attention when I'm driving anyways. I'm just staring at everything going by. I'm surprised I make it to where I'm going. But yeah, so sometimes when you, I don't when, wave.
So when you see a Jeep, you don't get all tingly?
No. Mm. Mine's better anyways.
Jeeps are the coolest. They are. That's the thing is that's like the dream. That's like the ultimate dream. Like some people want like sports cars. I would like a Jeep. I would like a Bill's Blue stick shift Wrangler with the soft top.
That'd be a little tough for you. Oh, you can drive a stick. You can't drive a stick.
Since this is all on Zoom, are we all supposed to bust out in some song here in a little while?
I think so, yes.
I think, isn't that what it's all happening right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. The sun will come out tomorrow.
Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow.
All right. Somebody joined in.
There'll be sun.
All right.
Clark?
I don't know the song.
This reminds me of that stupid shit Spike did one day. What was that?
Oh, yes.
You got to narrow that down.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got to narrow that down.
The song. The one song that you just broke into one day. And you wanted to go around.
Bow Wow.
That was so
ridiculous. Bow Wow was award winning. That guy was damn near win one of them things that you get when you win a trophy.
Yeah.
An Oscar?
Okay, well, that's one trophy. There's many trophies.
A Grammy.
Wait, well, listen, although we started the show, we really shouldn't start the show because we have to.
Oh, did we start the show?
Let's go ahead and get this out of the way. Let's talk to our sponsors.
To our sponsors. All right, here we go. Okay. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Oh.
They had Chase Elliott finishing the simulation this week.
Oh, I don't know. Uh-oh. There's an emergency alert.
Did I hit something? Oh, yeah, my phone is doing it also.
Curfew is in effect.
Oh, in Hillsborough County.
Yeah.
Not me.
Wow, that proves this is live.
I'm going to go streaking.
Why? Because no one going to be out there to see it? Good
There's someone
for you.
Out there.
There's always someone listening, huh?
You start at 4:59 a.m., and then you get done like after 5, and there's nothing they can say about it.
Exactly. Is that true?
Mm. All right, so out there on Twitter line, we are on Spike on the Mic Show. We're a caller-driven show, and yes, we are taking phone calls if you participate.
Oh, I don't know why you say that.
813-699-3900.
This whole thing sounds bad enough. We had a phone call in there, too?
Yeah, really.
Especially if he asked them to call.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, but what the hell is that, Clark? Oh, okay, that's a fangle. Nice.
No way. All right. I just got to figure out how to answer it. Oh, there we go.
Well, it's not a toilet.
Not yet. Dr. Here Captain we? Clark, I mean, Carla, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
You okay?
Yeah, we doing marvelous. I saw Dr. Captain Clark put his finger on his phone like he's getting ready to call and then the phone call. But hey, Boston Sean, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How's it doing?
It's doing. It's doing. This is one screwed up world right now.
Wait, how is it that things. Boston Sean sounds better than we do? Yeah.
Is this the first show that Boston that Sean has called in about since 10 years. Tom Brady's now a Buccaneer?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think so.
Boston Sean?
Is this the first time you've called in since we have a new Buccaneer?
I think so.
Oh, man.
I do think so, yes.
What are your thoughts?
I'm not sure. I'm still trying to process it. I mean, it's, you know what? I would love for him to come back, but you know what? I'm fine with them moving on, too. I mean, I would love to have seen another year, see what they could do if they got a couple people, you know, in and around them. But it's going to be different. I mean, I never saw him play. I never get to go to a game. Lived down there for 10 of the years. So, but it's crazy.
Hey, let me ask you this. Why did he not re-sign with whoever he played for?
What was it? Some New Jersey?
That the general or somebody.
Why did he not?
Yeah.
The way we look at it up here, the way we basically understand it is, it could be one of a couple things. Either he wanted to prove that he could do it outside of Belichick, or he didn't feel like he was getting the respect enough from Belichick, or the money. I mean, he's never always begged for money. He's never said, you know, I want this amount of money. He's been cool with everything because he wants people around him. That's why they've been able to win so much, because he's given and not asked for the highest amount of money, you know, the whole time. So they've been able to build around him, and they're in, you know, inside a few contracts right now, and they weren't able to give him any more money than every 20, and he wasn't going to go for it.
Oh, so you think that he wanted more money, but they just said no after all this he done for him?
I think he wanted to be respected, and I think the money. I think he
respected.
He's respected tremendously up here. I mean, everybody loves him up here. But no, I think he was looking at it and say, you know what? Hey, how about one time you give me some money and some, you know, some players around me, because they don't really have much right now with players around.
What happens if the WWE champ comes out of retirement in football and joins Tom Brady?
Who?
The WWE champ?
Yeah, Rob Gronkowski.
He can't unless we trade him.
Oh.
He's still under contract from us. He retired with a couple years left, so we have his rights until whenever.
Got it.
Hey, if he wants to go, I'll trade him. Get rid of him.
That's why Schmatz has a mask on. Same reason.
Right.
Non-compete.
Right. Hey, two quick things. One, Spike, I got my shirt. I appreciate it. I will wear it. Without a doubt.
Finally, he gave you the shirt.
You can't trust the Pony Express. The so here's a $1,000 question. Does it fit?
I haven't tried it on yet. It's going to be close. I would say before this pandemic, yes.
Yeah, really.
Now I'm not as sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really. I'm going to try some jeans today, see if they still fit.
I was talking to somebody a couple of weeks ago, and telling me a joke. Made me think of you guys. So the past, present, and the future walks into a bar. It was very tense. It was tense.
Oh, all right.
The past, the present, and the future.
What is that?
Wow.
There we go. Slap it.
You're rub being it slapped.
Oh, no.
Something stinks.
Yeah. Guys, listen, I will tell you. You guys are lucky. I was going to do it unclothed.
No.
Really?
Yeah, I was.
Sweet back.
It would probably blend in with your background anyways. It's so dark.
Oh, that's two kills I got to do tonight. You and Monica, both of y'all going to die.
I feel like in the pandemic with everybody like doing this sort of video stuff, I feel like everybody's naked from the waist down all the time anyway, right? I mean, we all have shirts on, but we're just naked from the waist down because who's ever going to see that?
It's the pussy.
Yeah, really? You already
saw him driving in a truck right now naked from the waist down.
You put the camera down and showed us your pussy, so.
That's true.
I did. You missed it, Sean. Your one chance.
Damn.
Yeah, it was gray and flurfy.
And striped.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was trying to see.
And flurfy. Yeah.
Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Oh. I can't even say what I want to say.
Yeah, don't say it.
Not going to go there.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think positively.
Now, can you see us, or is it
he's
you
calling
just
in.
Hear us? I don't know. So you can only hear us.
Yes, the video doesn't
I
go
can
out.
Hear you.
The video doesn't go out until tomorrow sometime.
Oh, this is going to be somewhere on video? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yes, there is video.
What's the video?
Exactly. There is video, so you will get to see Monica's pussy.
So, Boston Sean, we're doing this Zoom thing where we're all in remote locations, and you can see every one of us. This is kind of cool. I'm digging it like a mud trucker.
It is.
If you had a computer, we could
look at Clark.
Uh-oh, something happened to Clark.
He's disappearing.
His whole face just got consumed.
What you say, Sean?
If I had a computer, I have one.
Oh, you do?
Well, listen, we can let you be a guest on the show easily from your remote location. There he is again from the remote
location. He emerged.
Can I be naked from the head down?
Yeah.
All you want, Shorty.
Yep.
All you want.
Wow.
Dude, is this better than the first thing? This is better than the first two, because what were the first two like?
Oh, they were pretty awful. Yeah.
Thank you, Mom.
I'll get up and dance to the past, present, and the future, too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We already danced. We're not doing it again.
No. When he's on the show, naked from the chin down.
He'll dance.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you got the swag from the...
Uh-oh.
I appreciate it. I'll wear it and I'll take some pictures and send them to you.
Beautiful.
We appreciate that. Much, much love. All righty then. We're going to go ahead and do what we call the EBT, entertaining, terrible, and...
Whatever.
EBT.
Did they say?
Entertaining but terrible. That's our new moniker. EBT.
No, Monica is over there.
You know, what's the thing? On the thing on the billboard, it's a moniker.
No, that's not a moniker. We tried to tell you
that. That is Marquee.
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 Wow. Yes. Monica is the cute little gal over there.
Aww.
Oh, is
he thinking Monica?
That's what he's thinking, but that still doesn't apply.
Yeah. Wait, are you still there, Sean? Well, Go away now.
Yeah, it's fine.
Go away now.
What does apply?
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
Oh, well, hello, say, Boston, before you leave, you there?
Yeah, he's still here.
One question, and I know Monica don't care about this, but I want to know. So who is your quarterback?
Ooh,
Jared,
yeah.
Sit him.
Y'all going to sit him?
Second-year guy, Jared Stidham. Second-year guy out of college.
Auburn and Baylor. He played at both.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right.
Yeah.
Is he good? Is he good looking?
You know what? Hey.
That is the weirdest question you ask. Most people would ask, "Is he any good?" Is he?
He's no Shawnee M.
Yeah.
Is he hot?
He's only got one hand, so you know. There's that.
Well, I would say good luck to you, but I hope he fails. Say what? I hope him and Belichick and the rest of y'all go ahead and continue to fail miserably.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Oh, wow.
But we'll still be a step above the Raiders.
Watch your mouth. We got a brand new place. and I hate it.
And
we're going to Vegas. All you guys are going to be at the Kitty Ranch and snorting and doing all that crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I know you ain't saying shit about the Bills because I think you know who's going to dominate the AFC East this year. So sorry.
That's right.
I'll put some sort of wager on that anyways.
Yeah, good. Okay, good luck with Sidham.
Good luck with
Lucas. All right, well, Boston Sean, we appreciate you participating and playing. We're going to go ahead and try to make this show.
Hit the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made the show good. Thanks for playing, all right?
Later, dude. All right,
guys, have a good one.
Bye. See you
next week, all right? All right, so we've done all our housekeeping now, and we are here, even though... The reason we're here. What'd you say?
Our 24-minute open.
Yeah.
No, seriously. What is happening? Are we still opening the show?
No. We've already had a phone call.
We started the show. We are a college-driven show.
What was the first topic?
None yet.
Yeah, it was the Jeep Wave.
Oh, that's right. The Jeep Wave.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
And then... whether or not the new Patriots quarterback is good looking or not.
Someone's paying attention.
Serious. All right, so let's go ahead and do top of change of music.
More. Okay, here it goes.
Here comes the topic. Swagging the mic.
All right, I like to call this topic here coming back to America.
Coming back to America.
All right. Only person who's probably going to question this is Smots, because I think we may have done this before, but there's an update to this story.
Oh, okay.
All right. There was a guy by the name of Eric Manu. He was from a little town in Canada. I can't name the name of the town in Canada, but he
Toronto.
Couldn't say it anyway, so.
He found out that 4 years ago, his 72-year uncle passed away, and his uncle was living in Africa. All right?
All right.
His uncle was the tribe chief of a West African tribe, and he was the next blood in line to become the king of this Wakanda tribe.
Nice. Wakanda? Yeah. I think I saw this.
No. So he got the notice, the letter. He investigated everything, and it was a fact that he was the next bloodline to do this. So he went over there and went through all the honors of being the next king of. Do I have to say the name of the place?
No, please don't. Yeah. I'm asking you nicely not to. I would appreciate
please do it.
Adusa.
We're informing people.
At Boomba.
Adusa right? At Boomba. Yeah.
Right. It's an Akan tribe over there in West Africa. So he went over there and he became the chief, the almighty Zorn Boombawa. He's over 5,000 African people over there. This is a small little tribe, but he still did it. Right now.
I feel like if I was introducing this story and used this language, I would be extremely racist.
Well, yeah, but it couldn't be right. With Spike, no, you know.
My view is that if you were introducing this story, you probably would pronounce the words right. So it would,
well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, you would say, my Boomba Ambufa the third African tribe. All right,
at the beginning of the show, there was a whole huge intro, people were talking. Can we please put Ambuma Mafuma on just somewhere in there randomly?
Sure. Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, he went over there and for 8 months he says, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to improve the lives and the status of this African tribe. 8 months later, homeboy said, damn this. He came back home.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Now,
he gave it.
There's nothing but tall people over there. You know, why would you stay there?
Well, I mean, hold on. But here's the thing about it. Over here in Canada, he was a lawn maintenance guy. So all he did was cut hedges and trim bushes.
Good, honest work.
Yeah, hard working thing. So, yeah. Bushes, I saw you over there, Ma. So now, my question to the legal riff app in the shipping containers, if you got the call that you were a king or a queen of a tribe in said country, whatever country you wanted to be in.
I would love to be a queen.
Would you give up all your worldly goods to go do that? And let's start over here with what's the girl named Tiffany?
What the girl name?
I'm already a queen, so.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here in this amazing place that I'm living in right now.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, right, Monica.
With a picture of Big Brother behind you.
Who can leave all these boxes here? You see
oh, yeah.
Boxes, you know, this is, and the cat, you know, just, yeah, all confused. who can leave this? I'm not leaving anywhere. I'm staying right here. I'm staying put.
Damn. That's, Dr. Captain Clark.
Your chances to be a king of anything are few and far between. I believe I'd go.
Yes, exactly. And Smots, are you there? Guess not. All right, PWs, would you?
Where's Smots?
If I could be the queen, yes.
No, okay, now I'm going to say, yes, I'd go in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And can you imagine, you get to be the royal hyenas over there.
Yeah.
No, wait, what? The royal high what?
Hyenas.
Hyena?
Yeah, all the
royal hyena.
The royal hyena?
Did y'all not see Coming to America?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that.
No. She's your queen.
To behold.
So, you would think it's like that, but it's not.
Yeah, so, but what the guy's name? His name is Eric. He went over there and tried it.
Right.
Homeboy came back 8 months later. I don't think that is a valid effort to do it.
I do. I think you're over it after 30 days, but he gave it an extra 7 months.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
8 months too long.
Why did he say he came back?
Because he said that it was just too hard and they are not as advanced as he would like to be.
Yeah, they're probably still they're eating bats over there probably, so.
Yep.
Yeah, really.
I ain't trying to do any of that. Like, can you imagine?
He can go over there and tell them we can eat cows and regular food. We can do this for real. It takes more than a moment to change something. Like, how long it took you to get fat?
Really? If
who are you talking about?
Yeah, if you hold up a bat in one hand and a Big Mac in the other hand, you know, wouldn't they go for the Big Mac?
But I mean, what if there's not a Big Mac available?
Well, you got to bring Big Macs to the people. You're the king.
Oh, so I can order.
Smosh, you left it. Did you hear the story about the guy left Canada and went over to be a king?
God, wish myself.
I did, and I'm going to have to say that I'd have to pass because I had to get a citronella thing. That I can't imagine doing anything in Africa without getting
Yeah. Man, he's got all eye protection on, and he's afraid of the Zika virus now. Yeah.
All I'm getting is this, like, buzz.
But why do you have a mask on? Please tell me you're being sarcastic with that whole getup.
No.
Yes.
Isn't it? What's the news been?
Where's your crutches?
Wear gloves.
Yeah.
You're at home. You're touching your own shit.
I'm outside. What happens if I get some kid runs right up next to me?
Yeah.
Oh my
damn. I hope you would see him before you get there.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, no.
Do I run inside? Do I sit there on the show?
You're fine.
That's true. I can't. He can lick you now.
You can hit him with your crutch. Where's your crutches?
Yeah.
If you go outdoors, you sit there, you have mask and gloves on. I'm outdoors.
I don't have that on when I'm outside. I couldn't care less. I'm fine. And look at me. I'm still alive.
Yeah. Well, it's not just that, but maybe you infect someone else here. So you're killing someone. So
I've infected nobody. I literally have just infected nobody. I stay inside.
You carry it. We decided to go to the show. PW is there. You give it to PW and you kill him.
Wow.
I've given it to nobody. Yeah. I've given it to nobody. And I'm at home and I'm at work. And that's it.
Right. Just it. You could be an ace at the
match. Monica, are you getting ready for bed there? Are you?
I mean, this is my couch and I'm super comfortable right now. And my other cat just came. My other cat's
you
all
got two pussies?
Yeah, this one's black. This one's black, Spike. Black? You don't like black, that.
Yeah.
All pussy.
Hey, so hold on a second. So we decided that we don't give a dang about the
except you,
Eric, going over to the country. Yeah, I would love to be the king.
I said I wanted to be queen. Why do you say that? You know, nobody cares.
So he came back and asked for his job back at the lawn care service.
Right.
So what they did was Sue Watson, who's probably short, gave him his job back. And what she did, she said, well, she'll start a nonprofit organization called Moon and Black Foundation, whereas they raise money and they collect the computers, books, bags and clothes and bikes to send it over there and just, hey, here, y'all can have this.
Is Sue Watson Randy's sister?
Jeez.
Yes. What the hell is that, Monica?
That's her pussy.
That's my new avatar. That's just gonna be my face.
She's shoving her pussy in the picture again.
Jeez.
Oh.
Cats. I don't get that. All right. Well, anyway, we're gonna have to leave that alone because y'all don't care about the man trying to do well, going over to Africa and pick shit up.
No.
You're right.
And all that. All right, so I guess we should do topic change in music.
Oh.
Well, fiddle-dee-dee, here comes another topic on the Mike and Irvine Show.
Fiddle-dee-dee.
This is going to be a quick one here because I know how all you illegal riff-raffs and all you...
God damn it.
We are sitting on the damn patio at Hooters. All you better holy-than-thou people. All right, so There was a dude by the name, who cares about his name? You'll call him.
Wait, did Clark leave?
No.
No. Oh. Kenneth Braden.
Kenneth right? So Braden.
Dude, yeah, he went.
And wait, what's the name of this topic? Oh,
but did he do it?
But did he do it? All right.
All right. Kenneth Braden, he went into the supermarket and in Nashville, and he filled in a Kroger store, and he filled up his basket with all the essentials because of the C-19 situation. He filled it up with 5 cases of beer and like 2 packages of toilet paper.
Oh, yes.
So he was getting ready for the C-19, what thing called quarantine.
Okay.
Well, he decided that the line was too long, so he was going to just walk out the door with the shopping cart.
Well, you can't do that.
Well, he got to the door and it tricked the alarms, and this Kroger was pretty sophisticated, so they locked the wheels in the shopping cart right at the gate.
Nice.
Oh, can you do that?
That's wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
That's
so
nice.
He just left the cart and just went on left. Now, Smosh, you showing the show your cat?
Yeah.
Gut.
So now the cops went out there and arrested him for shoplifting. Question to the legal roof app and shipping container.
Right.
Did he do it or not? Or they just, I'm thinking, I'm not going to do this. Right. Kenneth was tall. I'm thinking, I could be wrong, but did he do it or not? And I'll start out with you, Bill Smots.
Did he do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did it, of course.
They arrested him for shoplifting. And then, but he got to the door and it locked the cats. I mean, it locked the thing. Yeah. Yeah, I see that too. What the hell is this?
Shadow puppets.
Yeah, it's a shadow puppet. Sorry. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So Smosh, you say he did it?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
All right, Monica's?
What state is this in?
Nashville.
Tennessee. And it is it is tall, black, or white? I always forget.
Yeah,
it was black.
Yes.
Okay. So he's black in Nashville. Okay, that's not deep, deep south. I would say did he go over the threshold? He was out the door?
No, he was trying to go through the threshold but the thing stopped the wheels. So he just left it and walked out.
Then he didn't do it.
Didn't do it. All right, Dr. Kapner?
Yeah, if he didn't actually leave the store with the items, he didn't do it.
PWs?
Well, you got to remember, I'm former police. The attempt is all you need. If, for instance, he had placed a pork chop down his pants, he didn't even have to leave. He's shoplifting.
Hold on a second. So if I got a pork chop
right
in the meat aisle,
right,
and I'm still in the meat aisle, right, you can arrest me then?
Yes. If you stuck it in your pants, yes.
But that's not fair. What if he's going to be like, I'm just holding it here. I had nowhere else to hold it. I'm going to get all this other stuff. I'm making a plan. I'm going to pay for it at the register. You can't arrest someone.
That might be something he'd bring up in court, but I think he would still get arrested.
All right, Tiffany, did he?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because that's what he was going to do. He was going to, like, peace out of the place with everything, and then they had that insta-lock on those cartwheels.
Yeah.
But you can't arrest somebody for the thought of stealing.
Well, was he walking out of the building with the cart, with the items in it, without paying?
Correct.
What okay, is Clark so doing?
He looks like a damn bird on a perch.
Yeah, really.
I'm riding a horse.
You ride a horse on ice?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, good luck with that.
Oh, man.
All right, I think that was a
You know what? Upset. I think I've seen him on Pornhub.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
If he was exiting that building without paying for anything, then his plan was to steal it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Whoa. No, because didn't you say in the beginning that it was because he went to go stand in line, but the lines are too long?
Yes.
I'm not saying it's right what he did. What I'm saying is I don't think he went into the store with the intention of stealing.
Premeditated. But it became clear when he tried to leave without paying.
Yeah.
How do we know he was going to Venmo Publix whatever amount of money?
if that's an option, then I need to know this. So
yeah.
So the majority of, let's see, majority of us thinks that this guy was rightfully arrested.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That's
I don't.
Yeah, me and
I know,
Monica,
but you're asking me at the wrong time because I'm reading this book right now about a bunch of people that are wrongfully, they're on death row. Wrong. And
oh, yes.
Yeah. So it's a bad time to ask me about
stuff
like this.
Are they all tall?
Actually, they are tall, yes.
In the Deep South, and yes. Way too recently, like way too recently. It's very scary.
So we need more people like you on the, ooh, shit. Hey, I got summons to jury duty. But I don't know where it is.
Uh-oh.
You think if I don't go, I'm in trouble?
Yeah. They're not doing juries. They're not doing them right now. They're not doing trials.
You got to call in. You got to call in.
Mom, nobody's there.
Mom, meatloaf.
No, they give you a phone number. You call that, and then it'll probably tell you in a recording, hey, we're not doing it, but thank you for checking in. And if you don't check in, then it'll probably go bad on you.
Oh, so
yeah, you can't ignore it.
So is this one of them cases where I might get arrested for potentially skipping out on my summons?
Well, yeah. You are black.
This might be the only time in my life I would ever want to go do jury duty because I'm so damn bored.
No. Well, you want to use mine?
I like jury duty. I got called for jury duty. I loved it. I was like there. It was a whole 12 angry men situation because I was the only one who said not guilty. And then I convinced two other people. So it was fitty. And then it was a mistrial. It was a whole thing. I enjoyed it.
You got the bad guy off, huh?
Well, I mean, there was no proof. It was a whole thing. And I'm not going to believe. And they were making it sound like there's no way anybody could be possibly prejudiced in this whole scenario. And it was a whole thing. And I convinced two other people. So it ended up being fitty.
Shit. I need to go get on that jury. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be trial, fun. Right?
Come on.
Wouldn't that be just too cool?
Yeah.
I think so. All right. So listen, I think that the guy was wrongly arrested. But of course, there's more to the story.
We find out the real truth.
He also was arrested for a suspended license. But they would not have known his license was suspended if they wouldn't have had to bother him. So that's
At that point, it's just like, what can we find? Like, what are we going to, what can we do to make it stick and stick him in and keep him in here?
These are just add-on charges.
You know how else they would have found out or not found out that he had a suspended license? Is if he didn't have a suspended license.
Yeah. And if he didn't go to the store and try to walk out of it without paying.
Right.
And a suspended
both of those
license
things.
A suspended license doesn't mean I should go in jail with a bunch of people that are mentally ill and like actual stabbing and killing prisoners and stuff like that. Like, that's
the third part to the story.
Well, it depends.
Suspended for.
Yes. If it's suspended for failure to appear, you're going to jail. Yeah.
What other reason could it be suspended for?
DUI.
Not paying?
Yeah.
Not paying? Oh, lots of things.
Went off in traffic court?
Mine was, oh my God, mine was suspended one time and I didn't even know it until work brought it up. I guess because there's a possibility you might drive a station vehicle. They do like random checks on your license. I just found this out. This was like a year and a half ago. So the lady who's in charge of all that, like, emailed me and was like, Monica, we just did a random check and on your random license and it came back suspended. I'm like, what the F and fuck? And so apparently, they didn't get a payment that I made on Sunpass or whatever, the toll or whatever. And it was like a $5 something or the other, but they suspended it. And then I just had to pay that. And it was a whole thing, and then they reinstated it. But I had no idea. I had no idea that it wasn't.
What
a
is
thing.
What's
same
the first
thing happened
F
to me,
Monica? What's the first F in your F and fuck?
Pardon me.
What in the F and fuck? Why does one get an abbreviation?
I don't know. I don't know. That's just what I. That, I don't know. I don't know. Don't try to make sense to me. I have no idea.
Yeah, okay. All right. All right. Well, listen. Yeah. Let's go ahead. We got like 15 minutes. Let's go ahead and do our.
No, I think we should all chip in and pay Monica's light bill.
No.
No, but I can't get up because he's laying on my knee. I cannot get up and turn on the light.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like laying down on me, like on my knee.
The black one?
We'd be happy to come lay down on you.
There's the light.
Hey,
sorry.
All right, let's go ahead and do the popular game called birthday challenge.
Oh man.
Okay. It's a rip off. What?
No, this is our birthday challenge, not to be confused. Hey, and also, hey Billy, how you doing out there on the chat line? I did see you like this. You out there talking to us. All right. You guys understand how the birthday challenge goes, right? Don't have to explain it.
I don't feel comfortable. This is a total ripoff. What made you ever rip this off?
This is not a ripoff. This is
SOT. Everybody has a birthday. What are you talking about?
Okay, what it is I'm going to give you a name of a celebrity, and you're going to tell. I'm going to give you the birthday, the age of this guy,
right?
A person, girl. They're going to be off by one. Higher or lower? You tell me whether this person is higher or lower on the birthday challenge. All right.
All right.
Older or younger, if that makes it easier.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Even better. They're older or younger. All right. And listen, don't y'all move because I'm writing y'all names down. And
Is it this a caller-driven show?
Yeah, it is caller-driven show. Oh, caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How you
doing? They just hung up.
Oh, they damn sorry about that.
They're trying again now. I'd answer it if I could see how.
Hit the answer button.
I'm not seeing the answer button anywhere.
Dude, this is a call-driven show. We're supposed to call and supposed to drive. Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How you sticking?
They're not there.
Well, if they call back, then we'll get them. But let's go ahead and do the birthday challenge. So, Tiffany, what we do is I'm going to show you a celebrity or a person, and I'm going to give you their age. I'm going to be off by one. It'll be higher or lower, okay?
Okay.
And then you tell me whether this guy is older or younger. Person is higher or lower than the age I gave you, right?
Who's going first?
All right. I'm gonna go. Here's another attempt at answering.
Did you answer?
I want to play too.
Oh, okay. It's Billy. Okay. She's going to play with us.
All right. Well, Billy, then I put you down on the board. And Smots, where the hell did you go? You got some old bees around you? All right. So, Billy, you understand how the birthday challenge works, right?
I do, but remind me, and what am I guessing?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll let you go last, and you'll be able to catch on.
He's going to say the person's age, and you say if it should be higher or lower than that.
The first person is Al Green, and he's not coming in. He's bright.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, yeah.
Al Green, you guys know who Al Green is,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Let's see together.
Yeah.
Yeah, Al Green, this guy is, I say that his age is a whopping, how old is Al Green? Where in the hell is Al Green?
Let's stay together. Yeah, that's a great
song. Al Green is 75 years of age. Now, PW, is that higher or lower?
I'd say he's actually older than that, higher.
So you're saying higher.
Yeah.
Monica, Al Green, I say 75.
I say he is older than that.
You saying higher? All right, hey, Smots. Al Green.
Oh, my God.
Lower.
He farted. You farted, didn't you, Pepper?
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Captain Clark, Al Green, higher or lower?
He's older than 75.
All right.
He's younger, lower.
All right, got you, Smots. All right, Tiffany, Al Green, 75, higher or lower?
I think he's older, higher.
Saying higher. And Billy, is Al Green higher or lower?
I'm going to be contrary and say lower.
All right. So there's two lowers and everybody else picked higher.
Right. I said that Al Green is 75. He's actually 74. So Smots and Billy gets this correct.
Nice.
Way to go, Billy.
Wait, how old is he then?
He's 74. I'm only going to be off by one year. On both sides, up or down.
And of course, as always, black is younger, white is older.
That's not necessarily true. All right, this next person here, this is Lyle Lovett.
Uh-oh. We all know Lyle Lovett. Uh-oh. Is, right? Somebody just went in the bathroom.
Lyle.
I hope she turns her sound off. Yes, she did.
Yeah. Lyle Lovett.
Older.
Wait on a second. I mean,
we didn't have an age yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Lyle Lovett, I think that this cat is 63 years of age. Now, Tiffany, you think Lyle Lovett is...
I'm going to say younger.
You saying you going down, lower? All right, then, Smots?
Older.
Well, my pen just stopped writing. Hold on. You saying hire Monica Lyle Lovett?
Did Schmatz just say older before he even said an age?
Yeah.
What was the age again?
Forget 64, you said.
64? Oh, he's super older than that.
I said 62.
Oh, 62.
I mean 63.
He's like 80, so it doesn't matter. Either way, older.
I'm only gonna be off by one.
He's either 64 or 62.
He's older. He's older.
All right. PW.
I think you just gave it away. I'm going with younger.
Dr. Kevin Clark.
Younger.
Yeah.
Billy?
Younger.
Wait, I didn't catch on. I'm taking younger.
Yeah, too late. Lyle Lovett is only, he's 62.
Yeah.
I said,
you gave that away when you said, I said he was 62. Oh, no, 63.
All right. This next person here. How about this character here? You guys should recognize her. This is the one, the only Ellen DeGenerate.
Oh, DeGenerate.
Ellen DeGenerate. Oh. Ellen DeGenerate, I think she is 61. What do you say, Smots?
Well, then she's the same age as Lyle Lovett, older.
You went higher. Monica?
I think maybe younger.
You going L, Laura? Dr. Captain Clark?
Older.
And Tiffany's?
I say she's older.
And then Billy?
I think I'll go with older.
You going higher? And then PW's?
Older. 60. Older.
Going higher. All right. I said that, what's the woman's name? Ellen DeGenerate. I said she's 61. Yeah. She is actually 62. Damn.
Yeah. All right.
Person messed up is Monica. Monica's the only one that got one. She got a chicken scratch. I don't know. I forgot to write down the chicken scratches. So.
Oh, that's great. So this game is sort of pointless now.
No. Okay, here. Now, let's do this one. This was going to be a hard one for you people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I said you people.
Yeah.
This guy here is Greg LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, yeah. Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
He is from that TV show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you are so fucking lucky at the quarantine because this is this is how desperate I am for talking to people and getting entertained as I'm still here.
Thank you. He is 53 years of age.
53.
Now, let me start out with 53. Let's start out with you. Billy, 53, higher or lower?
I'm going to say lower.
You went with lower? All right, then let's go back this way. Tiffany? Matt LeBlanc.
Greg LeBlanc.
You know who he is?
I am going to say, what did you say how old he was?
Oh, you're trying to trick me. You're trying to make me mess up again.
She's Googling.
53. No, yeah, you Googling?
No, I'm not Googling. I'm just trying to think.
Why are you on this show
and everything.
Yeah, why are you on this show? You're trying to think.
Okay, he's older.
You went higher, all right. Dr. Kevin Clark? Greg LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc.
His face is black.
Clark kind of looks frozen.
He is frozen. You think he's like Greg LeMond?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about, Greg LeMond. Okay, so Bill Smuts.
He's older, higher.
You went higher. Monica?
Oh, totally higher.
And then PW?
We're talking about the guy who was in that coffee shop that there were never any black people in?
Yes.
Yeah, he's older.
That's it, even higher. All right, well, then I said that this cat is 53. He is actually 52. Oh, chicken scratches all around. Everybody's wrong.
You said 51.
No. I said younger. I am 4 for 4.
That's right. Billy gets it right. Billy gets it right. All right. Now we're going for the next one.
This is a legitimate test.
Yeah.
I feel like every time you go, I feel like you say an age and then we all guess and then the age you come back with is a different age than you said the first time.
No, I scientifically did this.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, he scientifically
Martin
did.
Lawrence. Martin.
I was just watching. You know what was on last night? House Party. I was just watching that.
Oh, it was? Yeah. Okay, so according to my research, I think Martin Lawrence is 55 years of age. Now, I'll start out with you. PW, Martin Lawrence.
I think he's older than that.
You went higher, or then let's go with Monica?
Lower.
You went with lower?
Younger.
And then the Smots?
Black don't crack. He's younger.
Hey, ooh. Dr. Captain Clark, is he still there?
Older.
You went older. Higher. Tiffany's?
Older.
And then Billy?
I think older.
You went Martin Lawrence is higher. All right, yeah. Martin Lawrence. I said that the age of this cat is 55. Martin Lawrence is actually 54. So there's a chicken scratch for everybody except for Monica and Smarts. Normally what we do is if you get three chicken scratches, you're scratched. You're out. But I forgot.
Well, you didn't say this at the beginning of the damn game.
Yeah. Well,
and what the F is this? What
he hasn't been writing it down, so none of this
matters.
Yeah,
I forgot the chicken scratches.
So our scores go clean then.
All right, so here we go. This is for the championship of the world right here.
All right.
Da-da-da-da.
Championship of the world. This guy here by the name of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
Oh, he's old.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. By my researching, I think that he is a mere 71 years of age.
Wait, it's all of these people, it's their birthday today?
Yeah, it's their birthday close.
Isn't he Lou Alcindor?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
So, all right, Dr. Captain Clark, Lou Al, not Martin Luther King, what's that band name? Muhammad
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Who is Lou Al?
All the black people.
No, Lou Alcindor is his original name.
You went down, Lil. All right, Smart.
Lower.
And then Monica.
You said 71.
See, y'all be trying to trick me. You know, that's not going to fall.
No, I didn't hear. Okay, what was the age?
Yeah, 71. 71.
Oh, my God. This is the hardest game.
Maybe younger.
You go lower also. Billy?
Higher.
You going higher. And then Tiffany's?
I say higher.
Do you know who Lou Alcindor is?
Yeah.
Do you know who? What's the guy named?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, he's a basketball player. Right. What the hell name did you just say?
Yeah, that was his original name.
Who are you questioning?
His real name before he took the name Kareem Abdul.
It was Lou Alcindor. All right, PW, higher or lower?
I say higher.
You saying higher. All right. All you people, I said that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was 71. He's actually higher. Ha, 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 ha. He's 72 years of age.
Wow.
So,
first black person ever to be higher on this bike.
Scratches for all you people.
That is the answer to the trivia question. Kareem Lou Alcindor, whatever.
All right, let's go ahead and do for the championship of the world. This person here.
I got okay.
We're just about done, Spike.
Yeah, forget the Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, have you seen the time?
She's 175. We're all getting really older.
Serious. All right, well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We did this. I got to figure out how to do the pictures better without the glare.
Yeah.
But
green.
I don't know what you just said. Let's go ahead and go around the room and find out what stuck with you tonight. All right, so PW, what stuck with you?
That Lou Alcindor is an old dude.
Monica, what stuck with you tonight?
I forgot how much I love shadow puppets.
Dr. Captain Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
Wow. The birthday game is always way harder than it should be.
I was like, why do you think that is?
I don't know.
You think
it's a pretty simple concept, but it's very difficult.
It's higher or lower. That's all you have to do, right?
But it's always difficult.
Why do we think it is?
You don't write down the hash marks. People forget the rules. I don't know why it's so hard.
The host tries to multitask. That's why it's so difficult.
You forget what age you gave.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Tiffany, what stuck with you tonight?
The fact that we still can't get our topic shit together.
Uh-oh. Right. It looks like Billy hung up.
Well, you know, it just happened right now. When a host can't even task, let him try and multitask and see what happens.
Yeah. Wow, that is a big call. PW, you already did it, right?
Yeah, I already did it.
Yeah, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, this is award deserving. This is the EBT. Thank you guys for playing. Thank you, PW, Monica, Dr. Captain Clark, Tiffany.
Can't wait to see you in person.
Hey, love all y'all. Be good to yourselves and be good to me.
Bye.
I'm out. One.
Bye. We're almost off the air.
Almost.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.